الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yesterday we finished, والحمد لله رب العالمين. Just to give 2 minutes, 3 minutes, what we said yesterday for the brother who weren't with us yesterday. We said Abu Ubaida ibn al-Jarrah, one of the great hero in Islam, he received the order from Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, the Khalifa at that time, the second Khalifa in Islam, Umar radiallahu anhu arda. He received the order from Umar to open Bayt al-Maqdis. What you call it today in English, Urshalim. And we find Sheikh Hassan, the real name of Urshalim, or Salim. The Yahud call it Urshalim by Hebrew. But the real translated Arabic language, or Salim, this means the house of Salim, belonged to one, to the Arab, he owned the place of Al-Quds. They took it, they occupied it, and they changed the name to Or Shalim. So Abu Ubaida radiallahu anhu arda, he was in Damascus, Emir of Damascus. He opened Damascus because all Bilad al-Sham used to be occupied by the Roman. So he freed the Damascus in Syria, which you call it today. Then after that, he exactly received an order from Umar radiallahu anhu arda to open Bayt al-Maqdis. So Abu Ubaida ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu arda, he sent a message to Artabun, that is the Emir of Elia. That is the old name of Sheikh Hassan of Palestine, call it Elia. He sent a message to Artaban, the Emir of Elia, the Roman from Rome, because Rome occupied Bilad al-Sham, and one of the Bilad al-Sham is Palestine. So he sent to him and he gave him a choice: Aslam, be a Muslim. And somebody gonna ask me, why the Islamic army? Because you find a lot of books exactly, the Muslim exactly invaders, they invite the other. La. We receive the order from Allah to open the east and west exactly for Islam. Good, that is the deen of Allah. So what happened after that? Abu Ubaida sent it to Artaban, the Emir, the prince of Elia, Palestine, Al-Quds. Aslim, be a Muslim. Taslam, you will be saved. Or, you give him a second choice. If you don't want to be a Muslim, you pay the jizya. Jizya is what, Sheikh Hassan? The jizya is what? Taxes. Okay. If you don't want to pay the taxes, let's go for to make agreement, peace of agreement. Muslim cannot invade any country or anything like except exactly to open the country for Islam. If they are able to open it peacefully, that is a great. As Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he opened Urshalim peacefully without any blood. Because they brought the law, exactly they send the message, a book for Artaban, the Emir, the prince of Elia, Al-Quds, the time. So in order, be a Muslim? No. Okay. We don't force you to be a Muslim. Number two, pay the jizya, the taxes, to serve you. You cannot leave without serving you. We have a lot of services, exactly cleaning, building, whatever is. Then after that, if you don't want to go, let's go for peace. Don't go for peace, then the sword will take in place. The sword will take in place. So when he sent the book to the Emir, the prince of Elia, Al-Quds at the time, he refused. He said, no. We are not giving you the city at all. Why you want to come here? He asked the question through the askof, a priest, the biggest priest in that time in Palestine. He sent the message, why you want to come and to take over Elia? He said, because number one, because Allah ordered us to open this place Islamically. That's the order from Allah, not from us. Number two,
That is the masra Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and all, most of the prophet and messenger, they used to be in this area. Sayyidina Yaqub, Sayyidina Ibrahim was there, Sayyidina Yaqub, Sayyidina Ishaq, Sayyidina Yahya, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Sulaiman, all this great, Dawood alayhi salam, this is the land of the prophets and messengers. And more than that, this is Masra Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Rak. There is a Rak, they build a mosque there after, in the time of Khalifa Umar, they build the college, the Doom of the Raks, Masjid Umar. And the Israel try to deceive the whole entire world. Let's say always put the room, the doom of the Rak, Qubbat al-Sakhra, the one which the Prophet ascended to his Lord from this area. And they don't want to show the Masjid al-Aqsa. So the new generation, they confuse if this is the Masjid al-Aqsa or this is the doom of Rak. So they put it all the time in the map, in everything. That is actually the Aqsa Masjid. But indeed, this is Masjid Umar, the Doom of the Rak. So what happened after that? Abu Ubaidah sent the message to Umar radiallahu anhu arda. Said they refuse. Umar radiallahu anhu arda blesses the order to make a siege around the Ilya, around Al-Quds. Siege to force them to surrender. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu arda, before he reached, remember Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu arda. Amr ibn al-As, he was exactly the Amir of Gaza. Who was the Amir of Gaza? Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu arda, the one who opened Egypt and part of Africa later, Sudan and others. So Amr ibn al-As also, he helped Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu arda for these matters. Abu Ubaidah sent a message to Umar. He told him, Ya Umar, they don't want to give up. The Umar radiallahu anhu make a siege around them. And I'm coming. Why he came, Umar? Why Umar he went? Because Artaban, the prince or the emir of Elia, he refused to give the key of Urshalim to Abu Ubaidah. Said, no, we have a description of a man, your Khalifa, we have the description in our book. Tall man, he's an emir, he will enter Urshalim walking and his servant riding. Salim radiallahu anhu arda. And in his jilbab, jilbab or his robe, and Umar radiallahu anhu arda, in this hot weather, he has like a wool robe. And you know when you wear the wool robe in the summertime, what's going to happen to you? And then they try actually, the Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he took some army and to enter. Because they said in his jilbab, 17 batches. And they found this true in Umar Amir. They told him when he reached Yerushalayim, before he reached Al-Quds, they ran to him. This is a nice clothes, Ya Umar. Wear it because you're going to meet exactly the Roman leaders and all this stuff. Try to be, you are representing the Islam. What Umar said, Sheikh Yunus. قال لا والله نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام. We are a kind of people, Allah honored us with Islam. And if we seeking this honor from someone else, Allah will send us to humiliation. And that's what happened today, Sheikh Yunus today. Who's the most richest in all over the world?
Muslim.
Where you are, is there any Israel or anyone respect your word? Is there anyone actually accept you? La. They want to suck your blood to take every single penny. Every single penny. Subhanallah wa la hawla illa billah. Now I read in the newspaper today, the analysis, business people, they said Saudi Arabia will jump to be number one country in all over the world in richness, to be the most richest country, Saudi Arabia. So what happened after that? Umar, he reached there. And when he reached there, He found actually all these priests waiting for him. When they saw him like this, they kneeled down under his feet, exactly because the description of Umar written in their book. طيب. Who is Uzza Umar radiallahu anhu arda? His uncle Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu arda, the father of Ibn Abbas, Turjuman al-Quran. And then after that, was Abu Ubaidah rich also this area, and he was with him Khalid. Khalid ibn al-Walid, the sword of Islam, radiallahu anhu arda. Yazid ibn Muawiyah, that what the Shia day and night curse him. Yazid ibn Muawiyah, the son of Muawiyah, radiallahu anhuma. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan also, the father and the son. They were with Abu Ubaidah to reach Ilya, al-Quds. I just like to put the point, I don't want to neglect. Time. So when he reached actually, and they reached Umar radiallahu anhu, brought the order. The askof, the priest, they said, we need peace. Please, don't kill us. Don't actually, we're going to give you the keys peacefully and to give us a break of time, 3 years of ceasefire. No fighting. Give us 3 years to evacuate exactly Jerusalem from the Roman, and we're going to give it to you. So Umar accepted radiallahu anhu arda. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he entered the masjid from the door the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered from it. Same door. He entered from the same door radiallahu anhu arda. Alright, now Umar, when he entered the Aqsa masjid, so what did he do? قال لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. And then he exactly met the picture, the head of the priest, and he told, ask him, where is the Qibla? Where can he say, pray in your place. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he pray inside the Aqsa Masjid. Who's built the Masjid? Aqsa Masjid. Who built it?
Sulaiman.
Not Sulaiman. Not Sulaiman. Sayyidina Yaqub. Sayyidina Yaqub is the one, he built the Aqsa Masjid 40 years after the Haram Sharif, after the Holy Masjid in Mecca. 40 years between them. The first house established in the earth, Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca. And 40 years after, that is actually was built by Yaqub alayhi salam. So when he reached there, he prayed toward to the chamber of Dawood. Alayhi salam, Sayyidina Dawood was there. He prayed there. Sayyidina Zakariya, he was one of the imam in the Aqsa Masjid. Sayyidina Zakariya. With him was together, who is this also? The father of Maryam alayhi salam.
Imran.
Both of them, they are the imam of the Aqsa Masjid. Sayyidina Zakariya and Imran, the father of Maryam alayhi salam. They used to be exactly make shift between both of them. So he pray in the Masjid. In the Ibn Asakir, one of the great his exactly story in the history, also in Islam, Ibn Asakir, they say the Roman, because the doom of Rak, Qubbat al-Sakhra, it was actually far a while from the Aqsa Masjid. So what they did, the Roman, because they occupied this area, they used the doom of Rak, the Rak which is a Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended to Allah in Mi'raj. They use it as a dump of garbage. Every garbage, they send it there to revenge from the Yahud, the Christian in Palestine. They use, because this is the Qibla for the Yahud. The Rak of the doom of the Rak, it was a Qibla for the Yahud, who are few. And the one who controlled the whole Ilya and Palestine, the Roman. They used to be like everyone else. Just a few people actually live around. Those people, they used to pray toward the doom of Rak, which you call it Qubbat al-Sakhra by Arabic. the one which Allah, the Prophet ﷺ ascended with Jibreel to meet his Lord in Mi'raj, in Isra and Mi'raj. So they changed this place to be a garbage dump. They send all the garbage until became full of garbage. So it's not Umar when he said exactly, ask who show him, who told him, Ka'bu al-Ahbar, Sayyidina Ka'b radiallahu anhu arda. He used to be a rabbi from the Yahud, and Allah guided him to Islam. So when Umar radiallahu anhu arda asked Ka'b, where is the rock? Where is the rock? He told him, this is Zawani, Ya Rasulullah, I know it. He said, ah, you are from the Yahud. He has a history of that. So Sayyidina Umar, by his robe, he started to go to the rock and clean it, to clear the area from the garbage. By himself, the Sahaba, the companion, and the people in Jordan, later they complete the cleaning of this rid. And Sayyidina Umar later, he established the Masjid of Umar over the Dome of the Rock. So where is the Masjid of Umar? In the Dome of the Rock. That's why they call it Qubbat al-Sakhra or Al-Masjid al-Umari. The Masjid of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wa arda. Now, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda, he gave a great khutbah when he entered to make the people, the Christian who live in this area, and they are the majority. Are the majority over there. And but I forgot also one thing. This rock, the Yahud, they crucified the one who resembled of Isa alayhi salam. For your information too, in the rock, the Yahud, the time, the, when they called it with the help of Roman, the Roman associated with them the time. And they took the one who looks like Isa alayhi salam, after they caught him from the house which Isa alayhi salam, before Allah ascended him to the heaven, they caught someone looks like Isa alayhi salam. They took this person and they crucified in his, and they put the grave in exactly in this, under this rock. They put the grave. That's why the Yahud, they use this area as a dump of garbage or container of garbage. And they throw, even the woman, when she takes the towels after she clean herself from the menses, she used to send it with someone to dump it there. Could you imagine about that? Sayyidina Umar has been long time, for a couple of months, him and the Sahaba, to clean it completely, and he built the masjid over there. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Aye. He gave a khutbah. And I like to show you, because you may find somebody or read an article today, a Muslim, they came and invade Palestine. La. Because inna ad-deen inda Allah.
Islam.
What is the religion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the Prophet and Messenger? Islam. So when the people came and they worship something beside Allah, Allah commanded us to clear this area. And that's why they clear it peacefully. As a Muslim enter this country, non-Muslim, and the Christian country here, and how many Muslims became today, Sheikh, in America? More than 10 million people. Did we raise any gun for any one of them? Did you take any sword to kill any one of them? How they come to Islam? Voluntarily. That's why Allah command us, if you are in any place in the whole entire world, to do what? To spread the Islam peacefully without harming the people. Sayyidina Umar did that. Sayyidina Umar, when he entered Orchali Iliya, before he entered, he gave a great khutbah. One of his words is a big khutbah, but I love this word, I like it. He said, Aslihu sarairakum, tuslih alaniyatakum. Correct your secrets. Correct your secrets are now fit your publicity. That's mean whatever actually your secret, if you correct your secrets, it will affect your publicity to be matched together with a good intention. Umar radiallahu anhu arda, 3 minutes only. Subhanallah. I will continue inshallah ta'ala next week, because tomorrow inshallah gonna be the khutbah. But inshallah ta'ala will continue. It's a big history. And we need to know, is Palestine belong to you or belong to the Yahud? We'll know in detail. Where's Israel from this? How come Israel came to this land? That is the question also that we need to know. Why actually the Christian today all over the world in Europe and America help exactly these Zionists? While they know 100% openly in the media, Israel said and they would say, we are the one who killed Jesus. Is that right or not?
Yeah.
Is this hidden? Yeah. Ask anyone today who exactly they know they, and they are so proud, we are the one who killed Jesus. And with that, they helped them with Apache to bombard the Palestinian, to kill the children, to kill the woman, to kill the old people. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِلَا. Ask Allah to guide these people to understand the truth, to guide our country here, our United States, to learn the truth from experience, actually, because you cannot trust these people are all. They are the one who breed corruption in the earth. They are the one who misachieve in the land, and they will continue day by day. How many billions of Muslim America send it in Europe to Israel every year? How many? How many? Before 10, you leave?
10 million a day.
Ten million a day. From where this money come from?
Me and you.
The taxpayer.
Yeah. Me and you.
From the taxpayer. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to give us the benefits of this class. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to make all of us among this who listen and obey. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to guide all the Imam of the Masjid to speak about this topic. Sheikh Yunus, ask Allah to guide all the Imam of the Masjid to speak, because all of them they scared to speak about this issue. Allah to help us to understand Islam. Barakallah.